Please join me in praying a Hail Mary together for the success and the spiritual graces and blessings of this National Conference of Couples for Christ. Let us pray together. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, it is certainly a privilege for me to be here today to join all of you, and with Father Jack from Washington, D.C., Father Mike from West Virginia, and I'm from right in between them, from Arlington Diocese. And as was mentioned, I've been ordained now for 28 years with the Diocese of Arlington. I'm the spiritual director for the Legion of Mary for the Diocese of Arlington, which covers the state of Virginia, West Virginia, Maryland, including Baltimore and D.C., as well as North Carolina. So it's been a privilege to be here with all of you. The theme of this national conference is Rekindle the Gift, Fulfill Your Ministry. What I'd like to focus on is marriage, the sacrament of matrimony. I encourage all of you to rekindle your marriage. And I'm going to tell you five ways to do that. I'm going to give you what I consider to be the five ingredients of happily married couples, okay? Number one is commitment, right? Commitment. That's what we need more than ever in the world today, is commitment. Commitment to our vocations, to the priesthood, religious life, commitment to your marriage, commitment to following Christ and His church. So commitment is the foundation of a happy marriage. When the two of you got married, you were transformed from being man and woman into husband and wife. When you walked into the church, you walked into the church as two, but when you left that day on your wedding day, you left as one. Christ joined you in the holy sacrament of marriage that lasts until death do you part. You made your wedding vows. The sacrament of commitment reminds you of your wedding vows. And you promise to love and honor each other in good times or in bad, in sickness or in health, for richer or for poorer, until death do you part. So marriage is the sacrament of commitment. As a priest now for almost 30 years, I've had the privilege of doing thousands of weddings and many anniversaries of couples married 40, 50, 60 years because they want to renew their wedding vows. And there was one beautiful couple, they were in their mid-80s, it was their 60th wedding anniversary. And we were over at Fort Belvoir, and we renewed their wedding vows. And after the Mass, I asked this lovely gentleman, 85 years old, he said, "Tell me, what is your philosophy of commitment so I can pass it on to all the young couples that we marry?" He says, "Father, I'll tell you my philosophy of commitment. In 60 years of marriage, I never once contemplated divorce. Murder hundreds of times, but never divorce." I said, "I will pass that on to all of you." The second ingredient of happily married couples, in my opinion, is caring. The word caring. They truly care for one another. They love one another, not just in a natural way, but in a supernatural way, the way that Christ loves you. How does Christ love us? Look at the cross. When you look at the cross, you see that is true love. True love is willing to lay down your life for the one that you love. True love is desiring the highest and best good for the sake of your beloved. Love is much more than feelings and emotions, right? I'm sure Jesus didn't feel like dying on a cross, but why did he do it? Because he loved us. He sacrificed himself for the ones that he loved, namely us. Remember what it says. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that those who believe in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. See, at the heart of love is self-giving, self-donating, sacrificial, unselfish love. That's the kind of love you're called to have for each other. So to truly love somebody and to care for them is not easy. It requires sacrifice. That's why they say when you get married, there's always the three rings of marriage. First you get the engagement ring, then comes the wedding ring, and after that comes suffering, right? because to truly love somebody sacrificially means you have to be willing to sacrifice yourself for the one that you love and truly care for them the way Christ cares for you. Number three, the third ingredient of happily married couples, in my opinion, and a way to rekindle your marriage besides commitment, caring. Number three, courtesy. Courtesy. To treat the other person with kindness, to treat your spouse with kindness and courtesy, to treat your children with kindness and courtesy. Always treat each other as the most important person on earth. Remember each other's birthdays. Husbands, don't forget your wedding anniversary, right? These little acts of courtesy make a big difference. Give your beautiful wife a dozen roses on a regular basis and take each other out on a date on a regular basis. Every couple for Christ should go out on a date at least once a month, right? Maybe even once a week. That's up to you. My favorite story, a couple that I knew married 25 years. I could tell they were still in love. They still held hands after 25 years of marriage. The husband always opened the car door for his wife. And I said, well, to the husband, tell me, how do you keep that romance, that love alive within your marriage? He says, Father, I'll tell you our secret. Each week for the last 25 years, my wife and I have gone out to an Italian restaurant. We go there each week. There's music and dancing. By going there each week, it has kept our romance alive. I go on Tuesdays, she goes on Fridays. I said, you're just teasing me, right? He said, only about the last part. I've taken her on a date every week. We go together, by the way, and we go out. So I encourage you, pick a nice Italian restaurant, maybe a Filipino restaurant, and get some good lumpia, some good pancit, some adobo, but no balut, okay? See, I went to the Philippines. I went to the Philippines to see Pope John Paul II. We stayed with Luneta, Rizal Park, Star City, Mega Mall, all those things. We got to see a lot of things, and I got to be in that crowd with 5 million people. I recognize all of you, by the way. 5 million people, and we were there when the Pope John Paul II was there. So I know what balut is, but I don't eat it. Number four. So remember, number three was courtesy. Number four, to rekindle your marriage, good communication. Communication. What is communication? It means be a good listener. Be a good listener and give your spouse one compliment a day. Look for something every day and give your spouse one compliment a day, and look for something in your children and give each of them one compliment a day. Mark Twain said he could survive 2 months on one good compliment. So look for something in your spouse, in your children, and give a compliment. And avoid three words that should never be found in marriage. Never criticize, condemn, or complain. People say, what else is there to talk about, Father? Don't criticize, condemn, or complain. And in place, I want the husbands to memorize one sentence and you have a very long and happy marriage. You know what it is? Yes, dear, whatever you want. Number five, the fifth ingredient of marriage. So don't forget, commitment, caring, courtesy, and communication. So people try to, notice they all begin with the letter C. So people always try to guess, Father, what's the last one? Credit cards? No. Cash, currency. It's not. You know what it is. Everybody say it. Christ. You are couples for Christ. Christ is the most important person in our life and in your marriage. How many of you remember Bishop Fulton J. Sheen? Bishop Sheen wrote a book called Three to Get Married. And in that book, he says marriage is a triangle. Our Lord Jesus Christ is here. The husband and wife are here. He said the closer you grow to Christ, the closer you grow to each other. If you drift away from the Lord, you could drift away from each other. So I encourage you every day, as an individual and as a couple, to grow closer to Christ. Pray together as a couple. You know what? Couples that pray together, only 1 in 2,000 ever get divorced. Whereas the national average is 1 in 2. But couples that pray together, it's 1 in 2,000. So pray together as a couple. Say your rosary together every night as a couple or as a family. Read your Bible together. Go to church together every Saturday night or Sunday. Go to confession once a month, okay? Go to confession and take the whole family to confession once a month. So don't all go into the confessional at the same time, but go one after the other. But once a month, go to confession. And if you do this, if you pray every day, go to Mass every Sunday, go to confession once a month, I can guarantee you'll always be close to Christ and you'll always be close to each other. God bless you.